I am Jamie Johansson at the 2012 NAMA Boot Camp, and I'm standing here with Darren Williams with National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he just got done presenting a wonderful presentation on crisis management. Tell us a little bit what you do for NCBA and what you told us here at the boot camp.
Well, I'm the Executive Director of Communications at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and that involves getting out and telling the wonderful story of how beef is produced today. And unfortunately, it also involves sometimes dealing with issues and crises within our industry, whether it's, the lean, finely textured beef, as everybody knows, this pink slime crisis that we recently faced or issue that we faced, or undercover videos of animals being abused, and unfortunately we get thrust into the public eye at times to talk about some of those not so pleasant things.
Well, what was the take home message you wanted the agri marketers here to take home to their CEOs, to their the rest of them in their communications departments?
Well, I wanted to emphasize that a crisis situation really is an opportunity for a company to define itself or an organization to define itself for better or for worse. The way that a crisis has happened, crises happen in all companies, in all industries. The way it's managed really determines how the public is going to view you is either a good company or a good industry or not. And if you don't handle a crisis situation properly, your company can be at stake. Companies go out of business all the time for just failure to communicate during a crisis.
Compared to 10 years ago and really even 5 or 2 years ago, social media has changed, and it's been a great thing to advocate for agriculture. How does it affect the crisis management side? What do you guys do to kind of yield those negative aspects of social media off?
Well, it certainly has changed the way we communicate, particularly during a crisis situation, because, of course, everybody's now an editor and can publish their comments online on their Facebook page or on their blog. And so it just makes the task of getting the correct story out, the accurate information out, even more difficult. So through our Masters of Beef Advocacy program, we have a nationwide network of 3,500 graduates that we can engage in Twitter conversations or on their Facebook pages to get accurate information out. And just the timeliness of response is even more important. You got to be on it. As soon as the conversation starts happening on Twitter, you got to be there and you got to be a part of it.
Anything else you'd like to add that you want people to take home?
Well, one of the things that I shared with the group here today, probably the most important lesson I've learned throughout my career in crisis management, is that it's all about doing the right thing. If your company is committed to doing the right thing, and then you can get out and talk about what you're doing. And when I mean the right thing, it may mean correcting the problem, fixing the problem, taking steps to make sure it never happens again. Making it right by people who are affected. If, for example, you have a product in the marketplace that's faulty, you're going to have to make it right by the people who were affected by that. Do the right thing is kind of my mantra in crisis management. If you do the right thing and communicate about it, everything will turn out okay.
Well, do the right thing. It's simply that simple. Thank you, Darren, for taking a few minutes. Again, I am Jamie Johansson at the 2012 NAMA Boot Camp.